أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقعدوا بكل صراط توعدون وتصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن به وتبغونها عوجا واذكروا إذ كنتم قليلا فكثركم وانظروا كيف كان عقبة المفسدين. وإن كان طائفة منكم آمنوا بالذي أرسلت به وطائفة لم يؤمنوا فاصبروا حتى يحكم الله بيننا وهو خير الحاكمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 86 and 87 of Surah Al-A'raf, continuing with Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam advising his people, commanding his people. One was the command that they should fulfill the kail and the mizan, the measure, and also the weight. And secondly was they should not give short to the people whatever their rights be due, whatever the wealth be due to them. Continuing with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ. And do not sit on every path. تُعِدُونَ, terrorizing the people. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that besides the fact that the Qawm Shu'aib, the people of Madian, had been giving short measure and they had been indulging in transactions that were not permissible according to that particular Sharia, one other aspect was that all the roads leading to the entry of the city posts, all of them, they would distribute themselves amongst the people. One was that they would begin to rob the people, robbing in different ways. One was they would take away the possessions of those that intended to believe or believed in Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. And another way of doing it is they used to exchange the coins of the people. In those days they had gold and silver coins, and sometimes the gold coins were damaged and they would not get full value for those gold coins. So a person will take 3 or 4 of his own damaged gold coins, give it to a person who has undamaged coins, and in that way they would make this exchange. And their rationale was 3 for 3, so I'm giving you 3 gold coins, you are giving me 3 gold coins, we see nothing wrong. But what was wrong is my coins are damaged, your coins are not damaged, I'm going to get less for my coins in value, your coins have higher value. And in this way they would rob the people, do vandalism, and also at the same time carry out all of this. And then the second was that whoever believed in Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, that is believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they would stop them from the belief and they would threaten those people. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ, and do not sit on every road, every pathway, تُعِدُونَ, terrorizing the people, وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and stopping people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ, those who have brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَتَبُغُونَهَا عِوَجَا, and you search and you look for crookedness insofar as the deen of Allah ta'ala is concerned. You will find and you will make unfounded criticisms about the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, about Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, and in this way you would put doubt in the people. This ayat had appeared in before also, and we discussed that this is one thing that carries on and will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. People will always find fault with the deen of Allah ta'ala. People will always criticize the deen of Allah ta'ala. In the case of Islam today, we will find people, what we will call orientalists, people who are not Muslims, they had studied the deen, they studied Quran, they studied the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the explicit intention is to criticize the deen of Allah, to criticize the Quran, to criticize the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And all of this is to cast doubt in the hearts of Muslims. So we have to be wary and we have to know the person from whom we get our knowledge. That person that is connected to ulama, who are connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam by way of sanad, by way of chain of narrations, All of that is very, very important insofar as our deen is concerned. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ كُنْتُمْ قَلِيلًا. And remember that when you were very little, فَكَثَّرَكُمْ, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had increased you. Now this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were discussing also that Madian was the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Historically, he got married to the daughter of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. One man, one woman. From there, Allah ta'ala had given them progeny, Allah had given them children. And then this entire tribe of Madian, in large numbers, had inhabited a large area. Now, this was a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that you were in large numbers. Today we speak about majority vote, etc. Allah ta'ala had expanded them in large numbers and great numbers. وَانْدُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And now look, and look with the eye of introspection, and with your heart, look into the fact that how was the end of the mufsideen, those that had corrupted the land, and those who disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. And here reference is made to the communities before them, the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, the people of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at what had happened to them, so you will understand this power and the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa in kana ta'ifatum minkum, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that if there had been a group from amongst you, amanu billadhi ursiltu bi, in that which is sent with me, in other words with Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, that there was one group that had brought iman in him, wa ta'ifatul lam yu'minu, and there is another group that had not brought iman. And this has been the system of Allah Ta'ala. In the wisdom of Allah, Allah Ta'ala had always kept side by side people of iman, people of belief, and people of disbelief, people of haqq and people of batil. And it is a test for the people of iman that when Allah Ta'ala has brought the people of batil, how are we going to determine our ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and how are we going to determine earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fasbiru, then make sabr. In other words, persevere. You've brought iman, and this is it. And in our times also, we have to persevere, and we have to be absolutely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta yahkum Allahu baynana, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adjudicates, until Allah ta'ala judges between us. And whatever the judgment of Allah, that will always be in the wisdom of Allah ta'ala. Wa huwa khayrul hakimin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of judges, and Allah ta'ala is the best of adjudicators. Allah will decide as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so wants. And here is a very clear message to all of us. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time would come close to qiyamah, that holding on to deen is like holding on to a boiling ember, a hot ember, a hot coal. And obviously that is something that is difficult, but we have to persevere, and that is only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq that completes the 8 juz of the Quran Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.